People in Gulf Breeze have been finding big green postcards in their mailboxes with the words, "We're sorry," printed in white. It's a campaign from a local church. WUWF's Bob Barrett spoke with that church's pastor.
The back of the postcards say, "Let's be honest, Christians have really messed up at times. We're sorry we've been judgmental, we've been unloving, we've been hypocritical, we've let you down, we've acted nothing like Jesus." The cards come from the Story Point Church, which is located in Gulf Breeze proper. Jeff Spooniebarger is the lead pastor of the church. He says the idea for the campaign came from a parishioner.
He came to me after service one day and he said, "Jeff, I have an idea. It's a little bit crazy." He was trying to prepare me for what he was going to tell me. But, you know, honestly, the best ideas come from just people who God says, "Hey, I want you to do this. I want you to lead in this." So when he told me his idea, I thought, you know, let's think about this and let's get some other people in the church to give us some opinions, because we want to be careful about it. But essentially, we have recognized that churches have a bad reputation in some different ways, and sometimes it's justified, sometimes it's not. And our purpose was to say, you know, we're sorry if you've been offended by Christians and have maybe thought that God was behind that, because God doesn't do dumb things. It's people that do dumb things. And so by saying we're sorry, we're acknowledging that we haven't always acted like Jesus would expect us to act. And I say we collectively, you know, believers in Christ, people who are Christians.
Was there anything that pushed this man or this parishioner over the edge that said, you know, we need to do something?
Not necessarily, but I think what was happening was he was spending a lot of time with friends and having a lot of different conversations, sharing his own story of how he came to faith in Christ. And one of the things that he kept hearing was how Christians were hypocrites. And he said, you know what, we are in some ways and in some times. So what if we just came clean with it? What if we just addressed it and said, look, sometimes we as Christians fail? And I was really, really intrigued by that, because that's my heart too, because if we're not authentic, then we've really lost the basis for being human, you know? I mean, we can't put on masks and pretend we're something we're not. We got to be real. So not necessarily anything specific, just more general idea of Christians haven't really been Christ-like too many times. And look, the scary part about this thing is that we didn't want to come across judgmental of Christians either, because the truth is, Christians have done great work throughout the centuries. I mean, they've been responsible for multiple human issues that they've brought a better earth, you know, a better peace to people. And so it's not like we're saying, hey, all Christians are horrible, terrible all the time. It's just that sometimes we don't get it right. And for those times, we should be more honest and own it.
People may be listening to this going, but of course we're good. We're Christians.
Yeah, I liken it to what Paul the Apostle said in the scripture. He said, I am the chief of all sinners. He was a murderer. He was one who was egotistical and prideful. And yet in 1 Timothy, he says, look, I am the chief of all sinners and God save me. So yeah, Christians are forgiven according to our own faith, you know, according to what the Bible tells us, but we're also still human. And that's the thing that I think sometimes is lost. When a person becomes a Christian, they don't become another person. They simply are in a new relationship. Hey, 1 Corinthians in the Bible is all about how the church has totally screwed things up. It's funny because people say, hey, I want to get back to the first century church. And I always tell them, I say, well, they got that really right about for two chapters, and then they were a total mess.
Tell me about some of the reactions you've been getting to the campaign. Have you been getting feedback?
We have. I know that we haven't had all the feedback. And so just because we haven't heard negative feedback doesn't mean that it's not there. What we would prefer actually is to hear all the feedback, because we really do want to address people's needs and concerns rather than just let them go unnoticed or unaddressed. But the feedback we've heard was that it really resonated in our own church members' lives. A lot of folks have said, you know what, Jeff, this says what I'm hearing from other people we need to be doing. We need to be more real. Some people might say, well, this card was really just a bait and switch, just try to get people to come to your church. And it's really not. We really want people who see this message to say, you know what, I'm not going to blame God for the things that people do.
No one came to you or contacted you saying, don't you apologize for me, speak for yourself.
Not yet.
Are you expecting it?
You know, Gosh, I expect anything, to be honest with you. No, but I can understand where they're coming from. I would respectfully say, though, that would be a very naive thinking if a person thinks, hey, as believers, we don't need to apologize for anything. One of the things that Jesus was very clear about is that a Pharisaical, self-righteous attitude was something that he was going to deal with sharply. And so as a church, we have to be very careful not to be holier than thou or, you know, we're better than you. And it's not really necessarily just that we're not that way, but we can't come across that way to the very best of our ability. Most believers, most Christians know that they're not perfect. Most of us just aren't really good about admitting it.
Jeff Spoonie Barger is the lead pastor of the Story Point Church and the First Baptist Church in Gulf Breeze. You can see his recorded message at WeareSorryGB.com. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.